I'll be your pilot here tonight. I'm Roy. Co-pilot Mandy tonight.
Hey, everyone.
And our engineer, Mr. Sean. With us tonight, we have Sightseer out of Tacoma Northwest. Going to break out, do a little song by him, and then go from there and talk about that and introduce the band and everything, if that's all right with you guys.
Well, it's dead outside and it pains me. You won't pass this way again. There's nothing left, the winter wheat's long gone. I'm drawing dust in every breath. It was like wildfire, I was down on my knees, and row by row, black rust of the fields. Knife in my back, fork in the road, took a girl out west, and I watched you go. A million days and a thousand miles won't help us fade to black. I can see her in the bedroom, dragging nails down your back. And time will get the best of me, cause it's counting down in memories. Yesterday won't set me free, won't let me be. Oh, lonesome man, crying out to you.
Now that we got our technical difficulties over with, thank you very much to the code writers at Skype for providing us all that wonderful code and everything that just crashed. Okay, we got it all now. We're here with Sightseer tonight. So I guess we're around to do some introductions. PA, you're kind of the front person for this, at least the lead singer and everything, and out there in the photos. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. This is my very first Skype anything, so...
I'm glad to be Skyping with you.
A virgin.
Skyping virgin. My first time.
That's crazy.
And so, vocals, what else do you do?
Pardon me?
What else do you do besides vocals? What's your other roles with the group?
I write the material. I play guitar. I sing. And when I'm not doing that, I'm an art teacher. I run an art studio and I teach art.
Nice, nice.
My job supports my band habit.
Yeah. The Northwest is a community with two serious habits, fishing and bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have addictions. So who's that sitting next to you there?
This is David Nielsen.
Hi there.
Hey, David. So where are you at with the band?
I play the drums.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about that. I play the drums, that's all?
I beat on things, yeah.
You chase shiny objects?
I don't sing, I don't play guitar, I play drums.
Well, that's very important, so, you know, don't be downplaying it.
Sit in the back, the ADD guy, plays drums, looks at shiny things, chases rabbits. Do you see that squirrel? Was it one of those deals?
Oh, my God.
Those kinds of deals, yeah. But, you know, you can't be a band without a rhythm section, can you?
No. Nope.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Nope. And our other tech guy, Jason, there, just got back.
It's me.
Well, tell us about Jason.
You want me to tell you about Jason? Okay. Jason is our lead guitar on our tech guru, obviously. He does a lot of the grunt work that we don't like to do, but he does it. So he is
I don't like to do it either.
So he's responsible for a lot of getting stuff organized, getting us out there. So we all have roles, and he's got a lot of roles on his shoulders.
Him and our guy Shauna get along well tonight, doing the tech stuff, and he just pulled off the amazing of compiling stuff for Linux and everything else all in the last 20 minutes of the show to make the audio work right with the Skype, with Linux, with the soundboard, with... Yeah, it's pretty amazing to watch him work.
Thank you, Skype, for the unannounced update.
Yeah, 30 minutes before our show, 5 minutes before our test call.
What did you update?
Yeah, they did an update, and then it didn't work with the sound module that we were running. And, yeah, it was one of those things.
Good times.
Fine.
Yep. And if you had seen me on video just a few minutes before this, you'd have watched me freaking out, clawing the table.
I was dancing. Just sitting here.
Yeah, she was the calm spot in the room. She definitely was.
Which is unusual for me, by the way. I was just chilling, like a villain.
So, Mandy hadn't got to listen to you guys' stuff much. She's been on her way back from the southern United States on the road, getting just wore out and everything else. But I'm...
Work or vacation.
Pardon?
Work or vacation?
Well, vacation, but it felt a lot of like work the whole time I was there. It was supposed to be vacation, but anyway.
Where are you guys in Montana?
We're in Billings, Montana.
Okay.
Which is about, an hour from everything. An hour from Yellowstone, an hour from skiing, all kinds of stuff.
So, I've got some good friends that grew up in Phillipsburg, if you know where that's at.
Yep, that's a little bit more west from here. Yep. Peaburg, yep.
Peaburg, yep.
Been over there a few times, not much to that place.
Huh. He keeps threatening to drag me back for, I think their big summer festival is Flint Creek Valley Days, which just up until like a few years ago, they used to give out little tiny cans of Budweiser in the parade. That was, instead of candy, it was Budweiser.
I remember that in Sheridan, Wyoming. Yeah. If you looked old enough, they handed you a can of beer.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty open there. Have you guys considered doing that? There's a pretty good festival circuit out in this part of the country.
I've been wanting to play Montana for a long time, so yeah.
We drove through it on tour back from South by a couple years ago, but we stopped at the top of some pass to sleep and then continued on home from there.
Oh, that was perfect.
It was a rough time to be driving through there.
Yeah, there's some rough passes out here to come through. Especially if you're going through it in the wintertime. So how'd you guys all come together, the band and everything? I seen, you know, the one person that's missing is kind of a recent addition. That'd be Andrew.
Yeah.
tell us about the roots of the band and stuff. Now, I'm going to let Mandy, she just now listened to your music. She's a vocalist as well, leads the band. So I want to let the two women get together on this a little bit.
Well, I've been waiting. I wanted to say that the last song I heard was very wonderful. I really liked it. And you do have some nice vocals. And I liked the lyrics. And it was a really good song. I actually got completely distracted by it the whole time sitting here. I was sitting here quietly listening the whole time. Because it was good. It was a good song. I was like, damn, because I haven't had a chance to hear you guys. So,
good.
Well, I heard you now.
Just suck everybody in.
That's right.
And not suck.
Yeah.
And not suck.
You know, as I listened to the playlist you sent over, playing through that earlier day, and I played through all the songs before, but went through the playlist, and, you know, it's kind of like, I just sat here and I was on the computer, and all of a sudden I found myself just sitting back, and it was kind of like being in a dream that just kind of carried along. Is what it is. There's a nice little journey to it.
Sweet.
Yep, that's how I felt a little bit too.
I like to write stories in my songs, so I hope that kind of, you know, I hope it kind of draws the listener in a little bit. And also, I think, you know, when I listen to music, it's usually when I'm driving. So that's great if you were just kind of sitting back and letting it pass over. That's great.
So since you're the one writing it, I'm listening to the music, and I liked one of the descriptions. In fact, this is one I put up for the show of where the winds from the prairie meet the northwest, the slopes of the northwest. And listening to it, I'm hearing the alt sound. I'm hearing the country rock, that kind of stuff in there. And then every now and then I hear this little edge of that northwest grunge come through.
Yep.
You can't live in Seattle and not be affected by it, I don't think. Especially when you're our age. So I think we kind of grew up with it, and it definitely filters in for sure. I like that sound too. So I think we've got a unique sound. We always get billed with early on. I don't think they knew where, how, and what other bands to put us with. And they still don't. We've been put in with like 14-piece brass bands. They hear like a snippet of one song and they're like, oh, they're country. And then we get stuck with, you know, like a total folk band or something, but we do a broader scope of stuff. So the stuff we sent you, I hope kind of shows that.
When I listened to it, the first thing I thought of is these guys would be great in the ski resort towns, festivals, things like that. I mean, you guys would go over really good in this part of the country without a doubt.
You would. Who
knows?
We'll have to get up there for sure.
Yeah, our bands will have to play together.
Yeah, I thought I had Andrew talked into bringing you guys out earlier this year, and him and I both got really busy, and I think you guys did too.
Yeah.
So where do you get your ideas from? Where's your inspiration for each of the songs? Is there a typical thing?
Pretty visual. Like, I am an art teacher and a painter and everything. I have been since I was a little kid. Usually I can see something and I have a kind of a vivid imagination too. I think a lot of songwriters do, and things just kind of come out. I think mostly I'm image inspired, you know. Resting Place is about my grandparents' old farmhouse. In a way, Reedman Weep sort of is in the same vein. I see pictures, or I think back when I was a kid growing up in the prairies and seeing those things and seeing the pump jacks. A lot of people don't know what pump jacks are. You guys know what pump jacks are, right?
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't know. So it's, for the people that don't know, it's those things in the oil field that go like this. And so song like Spaces, it's just what you would see driving down the any rural road in Alberta where I grew up. So it's, for me, it's very visual.
She's inspired by strip mall parking lots too.
Yeah, did a lot of writing in the Sears strip. Yeah, in the parking lot at Sears.
So, what part of Alberta / Northern Montana did you grow up in?
In Montana, we definitely did a lot of driving through when I was a kid, because we used to come down and get the American cereal that we didn't get up there. So it would be like, go get the American candy and then go get the. Go get like Count Chocula and stuff.
Chocolate frosted sugar bombs.
Yeah. Eventually, they got all that stuff, you know. But when I was a kid, it was the thing to do.
And you didn't notice them cases and cases of cigarettes your parents were smuggling across the border when they went back to pay for this trip.
No, my dad was Rothman's special smoker, and you couldn't get those in the States. So I think that was a Canadian brand.
Yeah, you know people that would do that. They would smuggle 4 or 5 cases of cigarettes across the border into Canada to get away from paying the taxes and then sell them to people. They'd like pull into a truck stop parking lot and open up their trunk and start selling cigarettes out of there.
No, I just remember when I was a little kid, we were in front of a vending machine, and they're like, where are you guys from? Because we were all on vacation. And I said, oh, we're from Canada. Because you could say Calgary, and a lot of times people would be like, what state is that in?
Northern Montana.
Yeah. Montana was pretty good. Actually, it was in Seattle a lot that happened. But, hey, Andrew's here. Standing in front of a vending machine, and they're like, do you guys have technology like this up in Canada? I was like, yes, we do.
Damn it. Andrew's here.
Andrew's wrecking things.
That was great. Hey, I'm from Wyoming, and I've had people ask us if we still ride stagecoaches, okay? And I just say yes and smile. And the Indians still have horses.
That's how a lot of people in the East sound. They're like, oh, do people still ride horses everywhere there?
Oh, I'm appalled.
No.
I am appalled.
What'd I do? All right, guys.
We'll wait for his quick and hasty return after he makes a clothing change.
I had tilts too. Had I known, I would have worn mine. I have
tilts are pretty badass, in my opinion. I respect anyone that walks in with a kilt on. I'm like, that's awesome. Wear that. Wear the shit out of that kilt.
You got to try wearing one in Wyoming.
Oh,
it gets really interesting down there.
I have a green utility belt. I should have, had I known that there was a dress code tonight,
she would have dressed the part. I didn't know. I'm wearing jeans. I guess I'm screwed.
We'll have to put that out there next time. Dress code required.
Sorry about that.
So tell us about this next song you got coming up. We're going to play it here in just a minute. Maybe we'll give Andrew time to change his clothes and come back and, you know, be his appropriate, proper self. You know, showing up in a totally wrong uniform for this thing. Red Eye Haze.
Red Eye Haze.
Give us the visual on that.
Oh, do you know what a red eye haze is, or is it a...
I found myself looking out through one occasionally.
There you are, my Kilton brethren.
There we go. Now he's appropriate.
It kills me. He has better legs than me. I'm so jealous. Red Eye Haze is... I woke up one morning a little, you know, a little hungover, and I was, like, staring out the window, and I was like, man... I'm in a red eye haze, and you know, some songs come super fast and super easy, and that was one of them. And it also happens to be one of my most favorite songs on that album, and it's the most fun to play live too, I think, on the old album. The new album's got some good fun lively stuff on there too, but that one really came together fast. It was easily written. It was really lucky. So yeah, just, you know, and sometimes when you write a song, it's as simple as, I have no inspiration, I'm going to write a song from the first 3 words I hear when I turn on the radio. So one time I heard On a Trampoline, and I was like, oh, now I have to write a song with a trampoline in it. So, yeah, some days are super inspiring, and some days it's
I'm not even going to go for the visual on that at all. No, not even... It's just wrong.
Well, it ended up being description of a chick tighter than a trampoline. And I can tell you that I'm probably not going to use that for inspiration anymore. I think I'll thoughtfully edit, you know, what I hear next time and not take the challenge so literally.
A little self-censorship there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't hurt yourself during that. So, hey, for the guy that strolled in late there, with all due credit, though, he called me and told me it was going to be, and I said, that's okay. We got screwed up technology, so you'll probably be right on time. Everybody else has told us who they are, what they do, all that. I know you. Andrew, we've met before out there. So let the rest of the world in on it, my kilted brethren.
That I am.
He's got his pant leg attached to him still.
Well, you know, should get the slaving for the man, you know.
I mean, show. I had to show.
There you go.
It's all I can do for Earth these days.
You know, any woman on the planet can drive down the street, change her pants or bra, and put her makeup on in the span of 10 blocks after work on her way to a party.
I've seen it.
I have too. Guys, we're just, I don't know. We can't do it. Cannot do it.
It's a process.
It's a process. So what do you do at the band, Andrew?
Well, I'm playing bass and getting up to speed on some backup vocals here.
Oh, so, yay!
I just wanted to hear you say I play bass because most of the music world knows we all have to follow the bass player at some point in time, and the bass player was late. They're never going to let you forget it. I'm going to let it go with that one.
Right.
So, Red Eye Hayes, you ready to cue that up and give her a listen? You guys ready?
We're ready.
Yep. I'm ready.
Here we go. Back freezing things. Andrew showed up and he just asked us about the ice bucket challenge. I just now found out what it was today.
Oh my
well,
God.
That's what, good because you're probably getting nominated tomorrow.
I probably will by hundreds of people. Does jumping off a cliff into a nice cold river that's coming off the mountain count? Because I've done that a bunch this year.
Well,
or does it have to be ice?
Yeah. You know, as long as you donate to Lou Gehrig's disease, I suppose it's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get nominated. I know I am. Somebody's going to somewhere along the line.
That's a guarantee. My sister grabbed me this morning. I was like, just when I thought I'd made it through the majority of the nominations unscathed.
So, God, listen to your music. It's really kind of cool because it's got this nice crisp edge that I like. It's a little bit different. The vocals are amazing in it. And at the same time, it's almost like I'm an old fart, so high school. It's like stuff I used to hear back in the 70s when we were out partying.
That's good. That's what I like.
You know, we used to go to this place called Kearney Hall that was a dance hall between two towns in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming, so there is no law there or anything. And there would always be some kind of party going on, a wedding, whatever. Somebody just for the hell of a party. Let's get a band together and go have a party, and we'd have them out there. And this reminds me of the stuff I used to hear there. And I was going to these since I was a little kid all the way up through high school. Everybody went. Took families to them and everything, and it just reminded me a flashback of that.
That's a great compliment. That's the vibe we were going for.
We were chatting while everybody was gone, and two ladies here got to talking about gigs out here and playing and stuff. And
yep,
how does that work out here? Let's talk about how gigs work out when a band comes in and does that, and you got a local band working with them. You want to give them the lowdown?
You know,
how
actually,
it works?
I don't even know because I've never gotten to play with a band that's not from Billings. I've only played with local people. I mean, I'd love to play with someone that isn't local, but that's all I've done so far. It's just local people, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure what to do when it comes to playing with someone else. I want to, that's for sure, but
connect with these guys. That's
I
what
guess
you do.
There we go. There's a first. I mean, you know,
yeah. Club and go, hey, we want to play with these guys.
How about if they come out there?
What's that?
Can we ship her out there to you guys for a while?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
We're talking about that. I think that we should.
Like a student exchange program.
Yeah.
Student exchange.
Awesome. We'll sleep on your floor and you can sleep on ours.
Exactly.
That's how it works. Yeah. It's good. Floors are awfully comfortable.
You'll have to talk with like a Swedish accent the whole time you're here.
I don't know about that, but I can talk with a Southern accent. I can act like that. I can do that. That's the only accent I can portray, and that's it.
That's pretty good.
I'm from North Carolina.
It's a legitimate accent. She's from down south.
I just don't know what to do. No, I'm just kidding. My father's from the south, so I've had plenty of practice imitating him and making fun of him, so I can talk very well in southern.
I'm from southern.
For that
Canada.
Reason. That's it. Otherwise,
the only accent you get is A.
I don't know.
Yeah, A. Yep, yep, the Canadian accent. Yeah, A. Yep.
I don't think it's not Canadian.
I don't think so.
I get a lot
I
of...
I bet I won't say A once, except for right there.
Except for right
A.
there.
Like, yeah, what I just said, which I'll not say again.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool, eh?
but you'll see, on Canada Day, you'll see a picture on Facebook with her in her red dress on that says A in the front.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty funny.
That's okay. A is a lot better than what the Americans do, which is, huh?
Yeah, huh?
Huh?
That is true. That's
right.
True. Yeah. I even do that, and I'm like, damn it, Mandy, quit.
So,
damn myself.
Where are you guys going with everything? How many albums have you got together? What do you got planned next? Next album, tour?
Next album is in the works. We've been at it for a while. We made a couple changes and had a stall on it. Then we were touring, and now we are, I'd say, halfway through. So, and I think it's going to get speedier after this. Mm-hmm. So, looking for another, I don't know, what do you guys think? November?
November.
Yeah, November sounds about right.
Yeah, November.
And do you have a local studio there that's recording that and engineering it for you? Or?
We are in it. And that's our engineer.
Cool.
Awesome. That whole album that you are listening to right now was conceived. and recorded and engineered, and we even hand stamped at the kitchen table the eco-friendly album covers, I can tell you that it's not good to drink and stamp. Stand up upside down and stuff. But yeah, that whole album was made with love, homemade.
I hope you sold them upside down.
What?
I would want an upside down drunken stamped album cover.
I would too.
I'm sure we can find you one.
I would definitely want one.
It's called originality right there.
There are a few in the reject pile. That would be wonderful. Okay.
So Jay, you did the engineering on that. What was the most trying part of the whole process? It's painful. I've been there.
Us.
You know, it's tracking vocals is tough because she's so good at what she does that it's hard for me to be critical on anything, but I have to be. I have to put that cap on and go, you know, I think you can do better, or, you know, try this or do this or whatever. That's always tough. And then doing my own tracks, like, you know, having to, you know, run the board, you know, press record, and then get in the space to record, and then back and forth. So, you know, we use Pro Tools, so it's, you know, I could get somebody else in here to help, but it's like, you know, the hours I keep, it's kind of difficult to do that. You know, when I'm, you know, ready to do it, it's usually when there's nobody around.
2:30 in the morning.
But it's also a curse, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, cool. So, and when did Andrew come on board with the group?
It's been, what do you think?
Two months ago?
2 months ago.
Yeah, thereabouts.
2 months ago, thereabouts?
Yep.
So, is this any connection before this, or just out of the blue? Or?
Our paths were fated to cross. I remember seeing him at a gig once. I don't know what band you were playing with at the time.
I was playing R&B with Rose and Soul Garden.
Okay.
That's when we met.
I remember seeing him in a parking lot, and I was like, I just know somehow. I didn't know in what way, but I just knew our paths would cross again.
Something's going to go down because...
Yeah.
I asked you to play with us back then. Because our original rhythm section, the rhythm sections on that album...
Is not this rhythm section.
They left before the album was even released. They just wigged out and, like, just took off.
We're like Spinal Tap with that.
So I asked Andrew to play... And he's like, you know, I've got this thing coming up, and I just really... He was completely honest. He's like, I would love to, but I can't dedicate the time to it. Because he had just started... I think I was in Voldemort, was starting to...
We just started the Lush Tones. I was still playing with Rose and Soul Garden, and, catching them, because it was at the Valhalla in Kirkland, and I was just instant fan. Like, you know, just right from the first note, my jaw just hit the ground. I'm like, these guys are really talented. And, like, the music just hit me. You know, I was just like, wow, this is great. You know, so it was like, it was one of those, oh, man, I just started this thing. I think, you know, as it goes, I mean, there are a lot of bands in Seattle. And being in a band in Seattle, you see a lot of bands. I got to say, I've probably seen Sightseer more than any other band in the city. So when they asked me, it was next time around. It was an offer. It was an offer I couldn't refuse. So
yeah, I proposed to Andrew over text.
It was.
I don't want to be in a band.
It made me get on my knees, man. I was like, wow.
In a kilt, no less. Did you wear knee pads for that?
Gee, it was.
Wow, hey, that's sweet.
And where do we go from there? Proposals by text and on his knees.
I love the proposal by text comment.
In Singapore.
Just so you know, PA, I like your style there.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too, girl. You're hilarious.
So I got to look at the list of what we got coming up, because I can't remember anything these days. That short-term memory, something was going to make me lose it. I can't remember what it was or what it was I was going to lose, but yeah, my short-term memory's gone. Patsy Cline. Well, that's pretty obvious what that's about.
you would think so, but I will tell you, because it's actually a pretty good story. I was in Queen Anne in Seattle, just this area, and I was walking through the drugstore, And there was this chick walking through that looked like a modern-day Patsy Cline, but much edgier. And every time we would cross in the aisles, she would shoot me this, like, death stare, like she was going to kill me. And I will never forget what she looks like. So anyway, I got home and started writing this song, Patsy Cline. But the chorus in Patsy Cline is the line of every Patsy Cline song. So it's if the chorus is crazy, I'm going crazy, she's got you, I fall to pieces. Those are all just song titles from Patsy Cline. And so I dig this song.
She's clever like that.
That's very clever.
She slithered through the drugstore, a cooler Patsy Cline. Her eyes shot right through me and cracked my jug of wine. My heart is splitting open. My mind's become a wreck. Somebody gotta save me from the hive inside my head. Here she comes in vintage, wearing snakeskin boots. Girls become a legend. I never had a clue about your message waiting for me.
Epicness. It does sound very epic. I like it a lot.
Yeah, we'll use it as the show opener sometimes with a new intro that's on there. Just builds up and builds and builds and builds and then drops down into that intro that you hear now.
That's awesome.
I hear a voice, but I don't see him. It's from out of the corner. That
he's
must be
hiding.
Jay.
He's burning stuff. It's all
lighting
good.
Stuff on fire.
Oh, snap.
Air fuego!
We're an incense-y kind of band.
No, he's going to become part of the Matrix. He's stepping behind the screen.
you should see this when we are recording in here. You know, PA and some other people will be in here, and I, because we record the drums in the living room because it's, you know, it's a more live room, right? Bigger room,
big vaulted ceiling,
right? So we finish a take, and come down to listen to it, and come in to open the studio door, and as when you open it up, this cloud of smoke comes out.
Remember Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Oh, I love that. They opened the van. Yeah, that was me.
Up this room. That's what happens.
And then they're wondering why they're going.
It seems peaceful when we're in here, you know.
It's a little grit to the vocals.
Yeah.
Well, this is a kind of a small room. I mean, it's like 12 by 12 or 13 by 13. So
it could fill up with smoke really fast.
The smell of sand, you know, gets to be a little much at times. So,
oh, especially in the dead of summer when we're here.
Yeah.
Incense is much nicer.
Yep.
Wow. It's just, I just really like that song a lot. I can't stop thinking about it.
Is that anything
I
like
get distracted by songs. I'm over here supposed to be like asking questions and stuff, and I'm like, the song's playing in my head, and I'm just all like lost. And it's my ADD. It's awful. I get distracted a lot, especially by music. But that was a really good song. You guys are really good. I hadn't, remember, I didn't get to hear you yet, so it's like my first time hearing you guys. So I'm like, damn.
She's been gone for a month.
I've been gone for a while. I've been off the space. I felt like I was off the face of the earth for a while, but now I'm really happy to be back in my mountainous west country or whatever. I just was really happy. As soon as I got to Wyoming, I was really happy because we drove there. We drove to North Carolina. It took 3 days. So, and then on the way back, as soon as we got to Wyoming, I was so happy seeing all those hills.
Why did it start raining when you got back?
Because I was here. Because I'm full of darkness. And so the weather just, you know, it gets that way. It's like, Mandy's back. I got to turn dark again, you know.
We had that weird snap a couple mornings ago, and I was up about 4 o'clock in the morning and outside, and I just felt something change in the air, and summer ended.
It was the fact that I came back. That's what happened.
I'm tired of it.
It totally ended. It's getting cold. It's raining. The sun's not shining anymore.
I'm okay with that, though. I'm weird. I like weather like that. I'm like, it's gray and it's rainy out, everyone. How wonderful. And I feel like a light little beat in my heart.
I just want to bust out my sweater. I bought a fuzzy sweater the other day.
It made an excellent hairpiece.
I know.
An excellent hairpiece. Is that what he said?
When you're on, if you got to go on my Facebook page, I bought this fuzzy sweater and I wore it as hair. It's awesome. It looks like the hair I had when I was in high school, except mine was darker.
I want to see.
Anyway. Yeah.
God.
We're gonna have to get that and post it. Definitely.
I know. I'm gonna
have
to.
So, you want to do some shameless self-promoting?
Yeah, do it.
Yes.
Totally get shameless. Self-promote. Where are you playing next? What are you doing?
Oh, look at him. Oh, he's really being shameless.
Pop quiz.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I want to say the next show is September 13th.
13. Yes.
I got to look at... Someone bring up the calendar.
I need my surrogate brain.
Checking their calendars.
My long-term memory is shot. If your short-term memory is shot, together we're screwed.
Oh, totally. Totally. We rely on phones and everything else to remember everything for us and tell us everything we need to know.
I rely on sticky notes at
There's
home.
There's nothing in August, right?
We are finished for August. I got...
September is a shanty, and then October is the high dive with Guns Nevada and Speak His Mama.
Yeah.
October 11th is going to be awesome.
Yes, it's going to be an awesome show.
Oh, God, where's that at?
That will be the one for October you guys 11th. To come down and see, and that's October 11th.
Where's it at? You guys still there, or did we lose you?
Oh, crap, we might have lost them.
I think we just did.
What?
Okay, we got you guys back. You still there?
Hello?
Yep, I've hit that.
Okay, I guess we're just going to have to leave the video off.
Turn on video?
Yeah,
leave the video off. It's kind of screwing things up.
Oh.
Yeah, leave it off. For some reason, it's sucking up bandwidth. So where's that show at with Sweet Kiss Mama? And
The High Dive.
The High Dive, which is where?
Downtown Fremont.
Yes, that'll be a great show. I'm really looking forward to that one. That's going to be great.
Definitely one of my favorite bands, too. Had them on the show just a while back. Been one of my favorites for a long time now.
Yeah.
Got back in July, I think. That was a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, so next year I have to try and get you guys booked in out at Sturgis or something. I got them in there last year. Be fun to get you guys in there this next coming year.
We'll do it.
We'll do
it. Oh, yeah.
You'll do it. Hopefully they get our stage built back up again. We had it booked in at the Easy Rider Saloon there, and they had three stages, and two of them were outdoors, and then there was one main stage indoors. Actually, there's four stages, two of them were outdoors, and they had this we get these hailstorms out here that are biblical, to say the least.
They are.
And they got one of those biblical hailstorms with hailstones the size of baseballs and golf balls and 70-mile-an-hour winds and torrential rains, and it totally destroyed one of the stages.
Oh, man.
So wound up losing our spots for a whole bunch of acts for this year out there that we couldn't book in there. Hopefully they build a new one before next year.
Yeah.
Definitely crossing our fingers on that. So that's your next two shows coming up. What do you got for long-term goals? Any big tours that you've already start putting into motion or anything? Or music videos, anything?
I would love. We can't do a music video until the album's done. So that will be next. But I think for me, South by Southwest is always a huge perk. I would love to be able to have the album done in time to do to go to South by Southwest. Or like maybe take a tour to Montana.
Yep. Yep.
Do a little Montana thing, and yeah.
Could shoot that I-90 corridor kind of thing, like head from here to Minnie and back.
That would be fun. Denver's. Yeah. I used to live in Denver, so it'd be good to hit Denver. Denver would be good.
And I got to get back to Chicago so I can get a good Italian beef somewhere.
Oh God. Don't even go there. Chicago's not on my list of places to be right now. It's off the board for a while.
I got to visit Davida. She's just a riot to hang out with.
You know, that would be my only reason for going back there these days, to visit her. I actually had a good chat with her the other day and enjoy talking with her all the time. Got our engineer guys telling us we're almost done here.
Ah. Oh, no.
3 minutes and two songs left.
3 minutes and two.
Oh my gosh!
3 minutes and two songs.
Quick.
So we'll do a punk style.
Sightseer medley and go.
I want to hear the bass line for that one.
Oh,
so anything else you guys want to throw out there? Highs, hellos, thank yous to any of the fans or friends or anything else?
Of course, I have to say hello to my mom.
Hi, Mom.
Dee Matheson, the world's biggest sightseer fan. Hi, Mom.
Awesome.
My dad's in the running for second, so hi, Pops.
check us out on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, Sightseer Music. And sightseermusic.com.
Yes, please do.
And we're on Twitter and Instagram and all the other fun stuff.
Hi, Ziggy.
So go find them. They're easy to find, people. Just look for them.
And we're easier in person.
You're just playing easy. That's all there is
to it. You guys have to come to Montana now. You're going to have to come here now and play a show.
Of course.
Come to Billings.
Oh, well. If you guys want to go ahead and hang out for just a little bit here, we're going to go ahead and do our wrap up and cut to some music and stuff. Still like chat with you a little bit after the show here. So for the show, I'd like to thank Atlantic Technologies and MTRadio.net for hosting the show, and Mr. Sean Ashley Wilson over there, our engineer, for putting this whole thing together.
Thanks,
we couldn't do it without him.
It's a pleasure.
Check out some of our other shows on here, the Intel Scanners, where I kind of got my start with those guys. They were giving me some space to come in and rant on a regular basis with them, and that was very much enjoyable, and it kept me from killing random people out in public. Wait, I shouldn't say that. Would you put away my guns, please?
I don't know.
And I'd like to thank Yellowstone Cellars and Winery, one of the sponsors of the show. Go down there on Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, Friday nights, and Saturday nights. You can catch the music occasional Thursdays, as well as Yellowstone Valley Brewing. They supply us with beer for the show, Adventure Whitewater, show us a good time, and kind of pay the bills for us a little bit. And Legendary Tattoo and Art Studio, they keep us supplied in some of the most beautiful ink. Thank you very much for listening in tonight. So we're going to wrap it up with some songs, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
I'm headed northbound, back to my hometown. Haven't seen you for a while. You say drive faster, we'll meet at the tavern. Make it in 20 more miles. I've learned a few things about heartache and gold rings. I can admit you were right. You were right. Shake off the snow and the bar lights are low. You say you're exactly the same. So great to see you. You look good and what's new. Really happy you came. And everyone in here knows what we're after. A long winter melting. But you can't hold time. Making up lost dreams in one single night. You can't go back. Keep yesterday in the palm of your hand. It slips away, fading like light at the end of the day. We're a long way from whiskey and beer. Kiss the tears off my face. Get out of this place and tell me what I want to hear. Where am I going? I'm helpless and falling. Feels like I've just disappeared. But you can't.
Weed
to grown waist high since you've been gone, with your words still signed.